who starts the trash talk? Honestly,
he do a good a bit too. We'll throw something out there in the media that we know for a fact the other one will see, and we'll bring that up during the game. Like last year, we probably caught a pass or something. He got up and he said, "Don't ever say Amari Cooper is the best receiver you ever played." And then I went on that, like, "Oh, he is. That was a fluke catch." You know what I'm saying? We just keep going back and forth. It's fun though. I like playing DeAndre Hopkins. That's a good battle.
Offsides.
The Houston Texans are obviously out of the playoffs now, mathematically out. But we do get to face this marquee matchup of DeAndre Hopkins versus Jalen Ramsey and one A.J. Boye. Some of you might remember him. Jalen Ramsey is a guy that's gone from being a trash talker who, in my opinion, didn't sound like he was quite ready to be. Like, he sounded kind of nerdy last year.
Kind of nerdy? He sounded a lot of things.
He sounded, let's say, nerdy. And this year, I think he's grown into his own. And I think some of it's something, you know what? You drop your voice a little bit by that second year in the league.
And other
you
things
feel
drop.
Yourself, yeah, you just, you put a little bass in your voice. And I think he's given us some gems now.
Yeah, Jalen Ramsey versus DeAndre Hopkins. It's always a great battle. By the way, DeAndre Hopkins does have some stuff to play for. He's 24 catches away from a career high in catches. He's 288 yards away from a career high in yards. He already has a career high in touchdowns. So you having a career year like this, we talk about it's about the team, but DeAndre Hopkins needs to be chasing those numbers now.
No, and it's because you gave him all this money when he was coming off of his worst season since his rookie year. There was a little bit of a gamble here. I'll give credit to the Texans where credit is due, that this very easily could have been a much maligned contract if it turned out that Brock Osweiler wasn't the issue. So they knew that Brock Osweiler was the issue. They got rid of the issue. Here you go. Before we get into the Jalen Ramsey audio, the one thing that I'm really looking forward to watching in this game is exactly how Ramsey and Boye play DeAndre, because they were very physical in the last matchup and they got flagged for it a bunch. Remember, Boye got two illegal contact penalties in a row. So DeAndre, as this season has worn on, has gotten a lot better at drawing those penalties without actually pushing off himself. That's kind of an X factor in this game, is how much can DeAndre take those guys out of their game?
It is. And part of taking people out of their game is talking trash. And we're just going to look at some of the best stuff from Jalen Ramsey, who is one of the NFL's best trash talkers. And we start with what you just mentioned. Last year, he might have sounded a little bit sassy. This is Jalen Ramsey in the third game of his career. He got into a little bit of spat with former Baltimore Ravens receiver Steve Smith, and this is what he sounded like.
Yeah, nobody worried about him. He came to me, you know what I'm saying, on some disrespectful stuff. You know what I'm saying? The game over with. You still mad because I was locking you up? All right, go sleep on that.
He wouldn't get in your head, but you managed to get in his head, do you think?
What you think? You tell me. You tell me. Anytime I lined up on him. Yeah, y'all go watch that. He came up to me after the game. You feel me? Y'all tell me who got in who head. You an old man acting like that.
Man, that was hard to listen to. My man sounded a little bit sassy.
I didn't like him there though too, because that's I feel like you got to still have some respect for guys like Steve Smith, even though he's talking smack and everything. We played the Vikings one year, and it was in Chris Carter's last season. I remember Chris Carter was telling some young rookie defensive back that he needed to back off and show him some respect, and I think he meant it. Like, he felt like, it might have been Kawaki Thomas was like getting too handsy with him, being too aggressive with him, and he felt like he wasn't getting the respect he deserved. And I wouldn't put it past Chris Carter to do that. Steve Smith wouldn't do it quite that way, but I think there is something to be said for just like, all right, look, go out and play your game.
Well, a year later, the Ravens faced the Jaguars again, and this is the maturation of trash talk from Jalen Ramsey, because all the great players, they find something small to motivate them just because it makes them bring their A game. Baltimore put out a poster promoting the game, and it was of wide receiver Mike Wallace breaking a tackle from Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey faced Mike Wallace. He locked him down, and after the game, he mentioned that the poster is what motivated him to shut down Wallace.
I came in here. I saw this. They had this posted everywhere. They had it posted outside of Wembley. They had it posted on a few publications and stuff like that. I got a lot of respect for Mike Wallace, by the way. A good receiver, but, I mean, don't disrespect me at the same time. I'm one of the best corners in the league.
Now, he showed more respect to Mike Wallace than he did to Steve Smith. But Mike Wallace might not have been talking a lot of smack to him. He was mad at the posters. That's a good distinction there. The he's doing it. He talked about it in that clip we played about how they'll both put stuff out there in the media. Have we heard anything from DeAndre Hopkins yet?
Not yet. I think Hopkins will talk today.
Okay. So he might put something out there. Do you think there's any small part of DeAndre that cares one bit whether he motivates Jalen Ramsey or not?
I think they like each other. If you listen to them talk, I think they like each other and they enjoy it. And let's be honest, it is about the individual battle for DeAndre Hopkins. Not many people expecting the Texans to win. Speaking of the Texans, though, I feel like Jalen Ramsey kind of stepped in between one of our disagreements, indirectly, of course, but we had a disagreement about Deshaun Watson and Tom Savage. I don't want to rehash it, but I will say that I thought Deshaun Watson should have started immediately. And following week one against the Jaguars, when Watson relieved Tom Savage, I think Jalen Ramsey sided with me.
Come on, man. Deshaun should have been starting the whole game. Come on, now.
Did you see that much?
Look, I don't want to be disrespectful to nobody, but they got one Savage over there, Tom Savage. We got a whole bunch of savages over here. Come on, man.
You know what though? I never caught on the old savage pun. He loses points for that. That's corny. You can't make you're making a savage. We got a bunch of savages over here. That's some corny stuff, Jalen Ramsey.
He said that he likes to be corny on the field, and in his interview,
he likes to be
with
corny on the field.
I mean, he likes to talk trash, but he said he used an Ali joke the other day where Muhammad Ali said, "If you're dreaming about catching a touchdown on me, you better wake up and apologize," or something like that. Yeah. So a little bit of corny, a little bit of playing around.
Did Muhammad Ali ever do anything corny, though?
Yeah, I would say.
Roll
like a butterfly, sting like a bee? That's a little corny.
Because you only think it's corny because you've heard so many other people use it and cite it. If you heard it first and in the manner in which he delivered it.
Him and Cosell weren't corny?
No, I don't think so. He was kind of like, Cassell was like kind of the older dude that he ribbed a little bit and had fun with.
You're going to call
Muhammad Ali corny.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it as a bad thing. Looking at it as negative. Corny can be funny. I mean, I'm not calling him Danny Tanner from Full House.
Yeah.
Calling him that.
We might have to do a podcast on this. You thinking that Muhammad Ali was corny in any way, shape, or
he
form
was corny.
Is shocking to me.
He was a little bit corny.
All right. What's
Michael
your next
Jordan
Jalen
was corny
Ramsey?
Too.
I will not stand for
Michael
this.
Jordan was corny
Ramsey.
Too. Those hats that Michael Jordan wore, were corny.
He got cornier as he got older because he kept trying to dress like
the
he was 25
earring
years
corny.
Old.
The loop earring corny.
Baggy jeans with holes in them and everything, like when he was 53 years old or however. Yeah, that's corny. But corny, the hoop earring, that was what dudes wore back then. You're taking Muhammad Ali and Michael Jordan and judging them by today's standards.
No.
Which is unacceptable.
No, there's some stuff that
they'd be like,
people
pulled. Abe Lincoln with his big goofy hat.
He pulled it off.
Because it was the style of the day. You try pulling that now and you're some steampunk hipster.
Hey, some stuff travels well with time, and that just isn't one of them to me. AJ Green and Jalen Ramsey got in a fight earlier this season. AJ Green basically went behind Jalen Ramsey, threw him down to the ground, put him in a chokehold. For whatever reason, Ramsey was ejected as well. But AJ Green had one catch for 6 yards. Jalen Ramsey the next week on AJ Green and what he thought of him.
I was just out there spitting facts to him. And then people trying to talk about the push. I mean, I pushed him every single play. We can go back and look at the film. I pushed him every single play. I told him, stop putting his hand on me. And it's a run play. Don't even put your hand on me. So he put his hand on me. I pushed him again. He just fell because he weak. I mean, he's small.
Were you surprised when he threw you to the ground?
If he was really bad, then he would have tried to square up with me. You know what I'm saying? But he walked behind me. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I would have got active out there.
Has AJ reached out to you at all?
Nah. But he going to see me in the offseason, though.
See you where?
Oh, he going to see me.
You're going to show up at his house?
No, none of that. He going to see me, though.
What was the conversation like in between plays before it happened?
I get out there, I do my thing, I talk. But I don't go personal, I don't talk about nobody, wife, nobody, kids, nobody, family, I don't do that. I told him almost every play that he was weak, that he was soft, that demonstrate facts, he just couldn't handle the truth, it was facts. Told him that his time almost up. I told him that it was easy, which it was. He had one catch for 6 yards. That's the quickest way off Ramsey Island, though. I mean, he had one catch for 6 yards.
So he got corny again.
If I was a receiver and I had to line up,
he's doing fine, and then he has to go to the Ramsey Island thing.
It's okay to be corny. It's okay to be corny.
Now when you're talking about how the other dude isn't about it, Like, you can't be like, you're not about that life, and then be corny after that.
Like Deion Watson. I mean, Deion. I almost said
Deshaun?
Watson. Deion Sanders, not corny. He's not.
What?
He wasn't that corny.
You're
going to
try to sit
off.
Here and say that Jordan was corny, but yes. That Deion Sanders wasn't corny.
Yeah, Deion Sanders wasn't
Deion
that
Sanders
corny.
Deion Sanders was like almost a complete act to begin with.
Barry Sanders a little bit corny, even though he didn't talk trash.
Barry, what the f- What?
Barry Sanders was a little bit corny. It's okay to be corny for an athlete.
Like, in what way in which the very few words that Barry Sanders ever said was he corny? Because he didn't well, because he wore dad jeans? What?
Yes,
how is he corny?
The dad jeans
just
are pretty corny.
Just because he's too quiet, he was corny?
Warren Moon, not corny. There's a lot of old athletes that aren't corny, but there's some that are corny.
Your,
Michael Jordan's
your definition of corny is Edward.
His definition of corny is like the opposite.
You're talking about, give me Run DMC, corny or not?
Not corny.
Because I think that Run DMC did some things that, like, I would think that you would think is corny because guys copied it afterwards,
not
and then
corny.
After it became cliched, you're thinking like, oh, it's corny. All
Tupac,
right.
Not corny. Biggie, not corny. Garth Brooks, not corny. I mean, there's corny and there's not corny.
All right.
It's a subjective thought.
I can't let go of the Muhammad Ali thing, but we have to move on.